This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
All right, we're here with a postgame show, and we have lots of scores to go through here. Vancouver wins the game by a big margin, 8-5. Dan, let's start first period.
Yeah, the first period, the teams traded power play goals. The Ducks got on the board first on a goal by Troy Terry after he had drawn a tripping penalty on Canucks defenseman Oliver Ekman-Larsson to create the power play chance. Terry took a nice little feed from John Klingberg, who had entered the Vancouver zone. And Terry cutting to the net from the left wing, beat goaltender Spencer Martin with a little flip in front. For Terry, his fifth goal of the season. Klingberg and goaltender John Gibson got the assist that made it 1-0 Ducks at 16:30. The Canucks, though, responding in the waning seconds of the period after Max Comtois had taken a tripping penalty behind the play to put Vancouver on the power play. Bo Horvat with a deflection of a Quinn Hughes shot from the right point. Horvat gets his ninth goal of the season. Hughes and Elias Pettersson, the assists at 19:40. Teams went to the locker room after one period, tied 1-1.
Then a bad start for Anaheim as Vancouver gets the first goal in the second period.
Yeah, the Canucks in the second period kind of took control of this game. Pettersson got a goal at 9:07. Ducks defenseman Dmitry Kulikov overskated the puck on the right wing boards. Next thing you know, Ilya Mikheyev threw the puck to the front of the net, and Pettersson, in a battle with Ducks defenseman John Klingberg, able to beat John Gibson from point-blank range. Pettersson's fifth goal of the season. Mikheyev and Andrei Kuzmenko the assist to give Vancouver the lead. And then at 13:06, JT Miller with kind of a fortuitous bounce in front. The shot by the Canucks had been blocked in front of the net. Bo Horvat picked up the puck and made a nice goal mouth feed to give Miller an open net. Miller, his 11th of the season, from Horvat at 13:06. That made it 3-1 Canucks. Ducks, though, got a big goal late in the period with just 45.5 seconds left on a rush into the Vancouver zone. And Trevor Zegras with a nice feed to set up Ryan Strome in the right-wing faceoff circle. He beat goaltender Spencer Martin on the glove side. Strome, his third of the season, from Zegras and Terry. That made it 3-2 Canucks after two periods.
So our next goal is going to be a big one. In fact, it's our play of the game because it made it 4-2 Vancouver. The Ducks play of the game brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. This goal by Joshua was certainly big in the third period, which gave Vancouver a two-goal lead at that time. Here's Vancouver, front of the net, a whack at it, they score! A couple of reps at the loose puck. The Ducks couldn't clear it, there might have been two or three whacks at it. And the goal scorer, Dakota Joshua, has just tallied his second of the year in his 11th game. And Vancouver jumps ahead by a pair, it's 4-2.
Well, this was a huge goal in more ways than one. First of all, the Ducks' defense in front of their own net definitely lacking, and Joshua able to end a lengthy scramble in front by jamming the puck past John Gibson. For Joshua, his second goal of the season. Nils Åman with the lone assist. That made it 4-2 Canucks at 5:30. The Ducks, though, challenged the play, saying there had been goaltender interference. The ruling came back from Toronto that there was no goaltender interference. So not only did the goal stand, but the Ducks, with a resulting delay of game penalty, were shorthanded, and the Canucks needed only 24 seconds to capitalize there. Andrei Kuzmenko left all alone on the back door, able to tap in an Elias Pettersson pass. Kuzmenko, his fourth goal of the season, from Pettersson and Quinn Hughes at 5:54. That made it 5-2 Canucks.
And then the Ducks got some offense going the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, they sure did. Max Comtois Comtois with a tremendous individual effort on the first of these two goals. Comtois poked the puck away near the Ducks' blue line, able to outrace defenseman Quinn Hughes down the ice and then score with a nifty backhand move. The unassisted goal for Comtois, his third of the season, second in two games. That pulled the Ducks within 5-3. And then at 13:35, believe it or not, the Ducks converted on a second consecutive power play chance after Troy Terry had drawn yet another penalty, this one on Dakota Joshua for tripping Trevor Zegras with a shot from the high slot with Comtois screening in front. Zegras gets his seventh of the season from Klingberg and Terry. That pulled the Ducks within 5-4.
But then more bad news as Vancouver gets a couple more.
Yeah, Kuzmenko, who had the one goal earlier, before you knew it, wound up with a hat trick. He scored his second and third goals exactly 2 minutes apart. The first one at 14:48 when he redirected a Tyler Myers slap shot from above the right wing faceoff circle. Myers and Elias Pettersson with the assists. And then at 16:48, Kuzmenko off the rush, beating John Gibson from the inner edge of the left wing faceoff circle. Pettersson with the assist on that one. So the Canucks were up 7-4 at that point.
All right. And then we have something good happened. The Ducks get another goal.
Yeah, Max Jones, who missed all but two games last season because of a torn chest muscle, had to wait a little bit longer to get his first goal since the injury. He put the puck in the net from low on the left side at 17:38. Problem is, referee Guislain Hébert didn't realize it. He never signaled goal, so they went to a video review, and pretty much the obvious was confirmed that it was a good goal. Jones gets it from Nathan Beaulieu and Mason McTavish. That made the score 7-5. Ducks then on the power play in the final minute with a 6-on-4 manpower advantage, but lost control of the puck in the Vancouver zone. Bo Horvat capping a huge game for himself and the Canucks with the shorthanded empty net goal at 19:04. And, Steve, that made it 8-5, and I think we're finished with the goal scoring for tonight.
Yeah, unless there's a game still continuing, maybe across each other's locker room downstairs. That's where we're headed in just a bit. We're going to come back. Final word from Dan Wood, from Josh Brewster and me, after this disappointing loss to Vancouver 8-5. Postgame continues in just a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Hi, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and this is what happened when I called Christy with a random act of helpfulness.
My daughter, Gabby, is heading away to college.
Oh, wow.
And 4.5 years ago, she was diagnosed with bone cancer.
Oh, no.
Walking long distances is still a challenge for her.
Sure.
Being able to have an e-bike to get around campus would be a huge help and blessing to her.
Well, that's why we're going to get her an e-bike, so she can get around much easier.
That is amazing.
And we're going to pay you to share this story on the radio.
Oh, that's even better.
Today, we helped ease a college transition, and we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 0.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 1/3/23. Length of contract limited. Roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
I was in the car with my friend, and we were having a blast listening to the game until it started raining, and that loud eeen, eeen noise started coming from my wipers. Don't let squeaky wipers ruin your great moments. Hear clearly by Michelin Wiper Blades.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Hey fans, Alexis Downey here from Duck Stream. I can't wait to keep you up to date on the Ducks AHL affiliate, the San Diego Gulls, with Gulls Report each week. Andy Zilch, the voice of the Gulls, will join me to share all of the biggest storylines. Make sure to listen in.
All right, we're back here. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster with our continuation of a postgame show. 8-5, the final score. Josh Brewster will bring you in. Tough loss tonight.
It's another tough second period, guys, and it's taking way too long for this club to start playing the right way in the offensive zone. That's what killed them tonight. Hats off to the power play, because the power play kept us competitive tonight. But when you take a look at the way that the Vancouver Canucks were willing to put the puck into the defender's legs, into the goaltender's legs, look for rebounds, manufacture rebounds, cause some chaos, you know, that clock on the wall is reading almost third period before the Ducks start to understand that. That's a recurrent theme. We're now minus 13 in second periods, and that is our undoing.
Yeah, Josh, I would agree with that, and I would add that the Ducks' defensive play is simply unacceptable. And some of it may be personnel-related, because the Ducks don't have the real defensive-minded defenseman that we've talked about. We talked about it on our Ducks Q segment tonight, and we've talked about it a number of times this season. However, another big part of it is commitment. You have to be committed to being in the right spots and being as strong as you can be in front of your net. And there were goals scored by the Vancouver Canucks tonight, including the one on the power play on the back door by Kuzmenko, where there was no duck anywhere near him. These things simply cannot happen at this level. You're not going to win when you're giving up, you know, 4, 5, let alone 8 goals a night. And the Ducks' offense of late has been putting pucks in the net. They got 5 goals tonight. That should be more than enough to win. But if you're not going to play defense, you're not going to win very often. And right now, the Ducks are not playing team defense whatsoever.
Okay, Josh, just a final thought from you, and maybe a little preview of what's ahead on Duck Calls.
Well, yeah, and just to add this to what Dan was saying, we're 32nd in shots against tonight. Doesn't help. 46 shots against. Tonight, Dan Arrett from NHL.com, longtime SoCal hockey writer. It should be a good show. 714-940-2888. And you tell me what you think the Ducks need to do. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, and Dan Wood, at least we have a rivalry game coming up, so it shouldn't take much for the Ducks to get ready, prepared for that game against San Jose on Saturday.
Yeah, and especially with an opportunity to make this a winning road trip. The Ducks are 1-1 now, so you know, that should be a carrot out there on Saturday night back in the Shark Tank, and I'm sure that one will be fun.
All right. I want to thank our on-site engineer, who did a marvelous job, Tyler Green, and all the people here at Vancouver for their support. And we want to wish you a very pleasant good evening here from Vancouver. And join us Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock pregame show, 7:30 for the play-by-play, and then we're back home for the next four. So hopefully turn this thing around for Dan Wood. For Josh Booster, I'm Steve Carroll. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. We'll get him Saturday up at the Shark Tank in San Jose. Thanks for listening tonight. And again, all season long, you're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style, all spinning on TuneIn's classic hit station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John. The Master, Prince. And so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's classic hit station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. Give me a call tonight. Canucks 8, Ducks 5. Did I just say 8? It's a touchdown and a two-point conversion. It all starts in the second period, in my estimation. Aside from the defensive zone lapses that we have spoken about that cannot continue, that's another part of the package. We're minus 13 in the second period. It's taking too long for the Ducks to get those tic-tac-toe plays going, get some screens in front of the net, get some offensive zone time. In the second period, I think the offensive zone time was 2-1 ratio for the Canucks tonight. So it's really unfortunate. You just can't be getting shelled. 46 shots against tonight. We're 32nd. We're last in the league in shots against, and tonight did not help with 46 against by the Canucks. Another struggling club, by the way. But it just took too long for us to establish that offensive zone presence, and I don't know what it's going to take for us to come out of the gate strong. But it's got to happen because the second period, minus 13 now, folks, in the second period, and that is really killing us. And it's too bad because we end up seeing what the Ducks can do, but we don't end up seeing what the Ducks can do for 60 minutes. There's a lot to overcome here, don't get me wrong. There's a reason there's 8 goals on the Vancouver side tonight, and it has a lot to do with defensive zone coverage. But you tell me what's wrong. 714-940-2888 here on Duckstream, Ducks drop one. It's 3-7-1 now as we head to San Jose for our 12th game of the season, which means we will have played 9 on the road and 3 at home in the first 12 games. We've got a homestand coming up, so maybe we can use the home crowd to power us out the gate from the opening faceoff. So much going on here. I mean, I cannot believe an 8-goal third period, but I'm going to say this again, and you can call me at 714-940-2888. You can tell me that I've talked about this too much. Rebounds are manufactured in this league, and the Vancouver Canucks understood that tonight. And credit them. They've got talent, some talented guys, but, you know, you talk about just coming too late to the show. The Ducks, we've got guys like Troy Terry come in. He's trying to make a play. He's trying to do it all himself because there's nobody available for him. There's nobody available often for him to pass to. When we come into the offensive zone, there's just too many times in the first period. Look at the first period. The puck is just coming right back out after a shot or after an entry. Come right back out. And to me, you're not getting anywhere in this league until you start to manufacture some chaos. You look what the Sharks did with when we beat them on Tuesday. But they had two guys. We're talking about Erik Karlsson getting a hat trick. And tonight for Vancouver, Kuzmenko from the KHL, he got a hat trick. The Sharks had two guys in front of the opposition's net, in front of our net. So it makes it easier for Erik Karlsson to thread that needle. And tonight, that's an issue with the Ducks. I mean, game time is, 7-10 or whatever it was. But you're still looking to create rebounds, midway to late in the second period. This really does matter because you're talking about when you can set a guy up to screen the goaltender, it takes time for him to get there. You can't just have it come in and then it comes back out. You have to get the puck into the goalie's legs, into the defenseman's legs. So the Ducks are lax in taking care of that kind of business. And we've really got to look at the offensive scheme here. So, because it's just spotty. There's times, look, pieces of the third period, there's all kinds of times when we look good in the offensive zone, but we did not tonight. Defensively, not great. We allowed 8 goals tonight, and, there's some guys allowed to wait for a pass when they should be covered. Someone needs to get a stick on someone. They don't. So, it'll be interesting to see whether we have some call-ups or what we do about our defensive lapses because they're mounting. And tonight, these were divisional points. And I know it's early, but these are the Vancouver Canucks. These are divisional points. And if you want to have any opportunity to scale, to be playing meaningful games later in the season, divisional games mean so much to this club, and we're just not getting it. So, got to manufacture some rebounds, got to create some chaos, and you got to do it when the first period begins. You take a look at that goal. I think it was credited to Dakota Joshua. It must have been 3 rebounds. Now, there's nothing Gibson can do at that point. There's a couple few goals here that he wants back. There's no doubt. But if you take a look at the one that was credited to Dakota Joshua, you're talking 3 different whacks at the puck, going in, winning a battle against John Klingberg, and then, 3 guys are on Gibson. It's hard for John to do anything about that. It's great that we scored 5 goals tonight. Excuse me. It's great that we scored 5 goals tonight, and I thought we could have done better, but that doesn't mean a whole lot right now. All right, let's take a break here on Duck Calls. I'm going to give my guest, Mr. Dan Arrett from NHL.com, a call right now. And we're going to get him up, see what he has to say. Longtime NHL writer here in SoCal. Great guy. And I'm sure he'll have a number of thoughts about this 8-5 victory by the Canucks over our Ducks. I'll be right back. Duck Calls. I'm Duck Smith.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique, one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Okay, smile naturally. Perfect.
Camp's photography knows wedding season ramps up in a flash. They need to say I do to a studio assistant before clients go full bridezilla.
I'm so sorry. I have to get a different lens. I'll be right back.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Join the coolest club in the NHL, the Wild Wingers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at WildWingersKidsClub.com.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Join the Ducks on Military Appreciation Night, this is presented by Pacific Premier Bank on Wednesday, November 9th, when they take on the Minnesota Wild. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will receive a free cap. Reserve your seats now at AnaheimDucks.com/cap. AnaheimDucks.com/cap. All right. Well, everybody's heard what I have to say. Let me say hi now to Dan Arrett from NHL.com. Dan, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, you know, Dan, I'll encapsulate what I was saying before we rang you up. And basically, aside from defensive zone coverages that have been an issue, I'm putting forth that we do not establish offensive zone presence until late in the second period. And this is killing us. We're not manufacturing rebounds. We're, guys are going in. They have nobody's available to pass to. There's not enough time in the offensive zone. It tends to click a little later in the game. It was too late tonight. There's a lot going on when you lose 8-5. You did score 5 goals, but I'm not happy with the way that the offense is coming out of the gate and not taking charge in the offensive zone. We're 32nd out of 32 teams in shots against, so obviously we can talk about defense too. What's your take on the game tonight, and then we'll break it down more specifically.
Yeah, it almost seems like the Ducks like it to turn into kind of a frenetic pace before they get comfortable going back and forth. You know, and they need structure. Things really break down, especially in the offensive end, particularly the defensive end. It would be nice to get a lead at some point early in a game. I know we did tonight, but at least to build on that instead of letting teams back in it. It is too bad about all the shots that John is facing and how weak our penalty kill has been. But there's a lot of blame to go around, I think, for sure.
Indeed. Now, on a bright spot, the power play, it's an interesting, first of all, the power play two goals tonight, which is great. But I thought the power play actually kind of, I don't know what to say, bailed us out, considering that 5-on-5, we weren't really staying in the offensive end. It was interesting that we've had such trouble on the power play. But by the second period, you look back on, and the power play actually bailed us out, kept us in the game.
Well, the Ducks have their most skilled guys out there most of the time on the power play with Terry and Zegras. And let's face it, probably 60-70% of our offense is coming from those two guys. And so it's probably not a surprise, and that's where a lot of our offense is coming from. We have been really good on the 5-on-5 in recent games, but wasn't as sharp tonight.
Yeah, indeed. And, just poking around, it's interesting. I hate to single someone out, certainly not the cause of our troubles tonight, but Isaac Lundstrom has, again, put forth a no-shot night. He's got very few shots on the year, and he's been a little bit invisible, Dan. We got Adam Henrique back on the score sheet the other night against San Jose, and that was great to see. And Max Comtois is coming on a little bit here. But, boy, Isaac Lundstrom, we're going to need more.
Yeah, for sure. Some of these guys that were pretty high draft picks for us, Isaac was a 32nd pick overall. We need some more from these guys, or late first rounders, early second rounders, the ones we got recently. A lot of the guys who got 6-7 years ago in the late first round, early second round, guys like Shea Theodore and Ricard Raquel and Brandon Montour, they panned out and are doing really well with other teams now. But some of our late first rounders in the last 3-4 years, or early second rounders, they haven't really panned out the way they did under the last administration.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, and we've definitely got to get everyone pulling on the rope starting at 7:05 when they drop the puck. Let's talk about defense here, Dan. It's coming and going in terms of the defensemen helping out in the offensive zone, but most importantly in the defensive zone. We have let a lot of opponents, plant themselves in the slot unmolested, without a stick on them or without some body-to-body contact. And I think, honestly, Dan, I think that this club is really trying to recover from, the loss of Hampus Lindholm and Josh Manson. And I think that, there's a lot of opportunity here for some of the newer guys to really fill the void, but we're getting shelled too much and we're not seeing it.
Our defenseman was our strength in the organization, five, six years ago. It wasn't just Manson and Lindholm. I mean, we lost Shea Theodore. We lost Brandon Montour and Mahura to waivers, and they're going to be playing against us on Sunday for Florida. And then there's Marcus Pedersen is getting a lot of minutes for Pittsburgh. We traded him for Daniel Sprong in a second rounder. So there's a lot of defensemen out there that came to our organization that were drafted by the Ducks that are now helping really quality teams across the NHL. And it's not fair to the guys that kind of we have left. They're trying to hold down the fort. We're giving up 40 shots a game. Gibson's getting pelted. And it's just not the same defense he had in front of him when he first broke in with the Ducks.
Yeah, it does make you wonder whether – at this point, and look, Nathan Beaulieu's out there throwing the fist tonight, and Dmitry Kulikov has been pretty good. He's also generated some shots. He's been pretty good. John Klingberg's been a little up and down. What do you think? Do you think maybe we're going to San Diego for guys like Drew Helleson, or give a shot to Axel Anderson, or any of those guys, Olli Juolevi? I think anything's possible since you're coming home for a 4-game homestand. I have a feeling, Dan, you might see a couple new faces.
Oh, yeah, and I'd love to see it. I mean, I brought up Montour again, but I remember when he came up, he was just a Band-Aid for a short amount of time. I can't remember who got hurt at the time, but he ended up sticking and turned into a really good NHL player. But you never know who you're going to find down there in San Diego that might just click, you know, with the Ducks and at the NHL level. And at this point, you know, it wouldn't hurt to give some guys some looks.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what direction Pat Verbeek goes. Maybe it's time to go to the cupboard and see if someone can, you know, come in and be a little tougher on the opposition's forwards. Because, you know, this look, this is kind of a get-well night for a desperate Vancouver club, and that's not what we're really here to provide. I don't think 8 goals is acceptable under any circumstances. So tonight, coming into tonight's action, John Gibson, second in the league in shots against at 269. That's a lot. So let's talk about the goaltending, Dan, because my position is that, you know, I'm a big fan of Gibson, and I really like Stolarz as a backup. Now, tonight, I think there's at least two or three that Gibson would like back. But that said, I think most nights he's got some big saves for us. And the issue of run support, to be perfectly frank, has been a recurrent theme for a couple seasons for sure.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been better the last two games, getting 5 goals. But yeah, the lack of scoring was a problem for sure last year. I'd say it's definitely a little bit better this year, but we've gone downhill defensively. You saw some of the goals tonight. It was from right in front of Gibson when we had several chances to clear the puck and we didn't, or we weren't able to, you know, push a guy out of the area. There was a lack of physicality, a lack of skill down there. And, you know, it seems like the edge kind of rubs off on Don, you know, as the game goes along, and he just sees the scoreboard lighten up like that. And you kind of feel bad for him after a while. You wonder, you know, is this John? If John was on another team, would he be playing better, or is this just what we got? You know, I know his numbers are kind of similar to the last 4 seasons, around a 90% save rate and about a 3 goals average per game. So his numbers have gone under 90% and above 3 goals a game this year, of course, but they've kind of deteriorated in the last 3 seasons. I'm not sure what's that from exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me read you some statistics regarding goals per game. I'll go back 4 seasons here. 2018 to 19, we ranked 31st. 19 to 20, we ranked 29th. 20 to 21, we ranked 31st. Last year, we ranked 24th, and this year we're toward the bottom. And you know, something's got to give, because it's a long season, and you know, it's just something's got to give there, Dan.
Yeah, for sure. Like we said at the start, I think the Ducks get comfortable when it turns into a track meet going back and forth, but we're not going to win those games. We're certainly not going to win those games against Florida, you know, when they come in on Sunday. We're not going to win those games, of course, against Colorado and Calgary and Edmonton. You know, they're difficult games for us to win against San Jose and Vancouver. I've seen the last 2 games. So, yeah, Dan, you know, I'd love to go back to winning those 3-2 games again like we did so much, you know, in the big runs we had the last 10, 15 years. But I'm not sure we have a lot of 3-2 wins in us.
Well, I hope that we do. And, you know, Dan, you know, I'm just thinking, I think in general that, and it, this comes in spurts, but that's not really going to work. And what I'm about to describe is sandpaper. You know, just a more physical activity, more, you know, body-on-body content to slow the opposition down. It's becoming a recurrent theme here and on this show that there are too many track meets. And I do need you to finish some checks. You know, don't make it so easy for them to come back down, you know, to turn it around on us and, you know, be tougher in the neutral zone. You got to have some more body-on-body contact here, Dan.
Yeah, that was nice to see about Beaulieu, you know, dropping the gloves 2 games in a row now. Benoit put up some nice hits. So you do have some guys that are stepping up physically, but we're still a small team compared to what the Ducks were in the past. And we had Getzlaf, of course, Manson, even guys like Nick Ritchie, you know, and you had, of course, Delorier. You know, we don't really have that this year, and it kind of puts, I think, guys like Terry and Zegras at risk a little bit because they're not big, heavy guys. We saw in the preseason game against Arizona when Zegras took that big shot. And there wasn't a lot anybody really to answer for that at the time. So it's nice Beaulieu is out there trying to answer for those types of things, but that those aren't hockey plays. We need some physicality within the rules of hockey,
clearing space,
preventing guys from camping in front of the net. Those type of physical players that have some skill to go along with it too.
Yeah, it will certainly be interesting to see what the Ducks do. They're going to go play the San Jose Sharks again Saturday night in San Jose. Then we're going to have a real quick turnaround and come back here for Sunday against the Florida Panthers. And let's poke around the NHL a little bit here, Dan. Florida Panthers, it's quite a facelift when you bring in Matthew Tkachuk. It changes your identity. And this is a club that's been real quality for a long time, but always has been, you know, has always disappointed in the end. Tonight, Alex Barkov got his second goal. Radko Gudas got a goal. It was 4-3, the Panthers over the Sharks tonight in a shootout in San Jose. But the Panthers, that's an interesting study. When you bring in Matthew Tkachuk, that's and Paul Maurice is the coach, that's an identity shift.
Oh, yeah, and they shipped out Huberdeau and Ryan McDonough, the defenseman. They had some big changes there. You know, two new guys came in and two well-known, very good players went out. And they're still winning games, for sure.
Yeah,
the surprise I saw tonight was Nashville beating the Flames. You know, Nashville's been kind of hurting lately, and they went out and beat the Flames in Calgary 4-1. So that's probably the biggest surprising score I saw tonight.
Yeah, indeed. You know, some folks have thought that maybe they were a little hungover from their excursion to Europe, but I think that's kind of an excuse at this point. There's another interesting one. This is from the Pacific Division. This is why we got to keep pace. The Seattle Kraken are now 6-4-2. They go into Minnesota tonight and they win 4-0. Alex Wenberg gets two goals. Jamie Oleksiak, Morgan Geeky. They've got that kid, Manny Beniers, who looks like he could be a Calder Trophy candidate. And the Kraken are now two games above 500, and they seem to be finding their way. It was, I thought, opening night they played a really good game, and we were fortunate to get the win. What do you think of the Kraken?
Yeah, I like what they're showing so far. They not only beat the Wild, but they beat Calgary, they beat Colorado, they beat Pittsburgh, and they beat Buffalo, who's playing very well. Looks like Barton Jones is getting a lot of the time and goal for him. You know, he had the shutout tonight. And goalkeeping is one of the keys for them going into the season. They had upgraded with some skill players, but the goalkeeping was still, I think it was Grubauer came in. And so that was a big question mark. But it looks like they're getting some decent goaltending. They're scoring just enough. And, yeah, they're improving. They're one of the teams I figured would improve this year, you know, along with Buffalo and Ottawa and those two for sure.
Oops, sorry about that. I got to turn that mic back on. What I was going to say is the Islanders tonight, a big victory tonight for the Islanders, 5-2 in St. Louis. During the intermission tonight, Dan, I brought up an interesting story. Ryan O'Reilly, he had come into tonight's action with just one goal and a minus 11 rating, which is his worst 8-game start to a season in his career. And he says, I've been absolutely horrible. He says, I'm not doing anything. I'm fighting for my life out there and fighting to stay in this league. I'm not my leadership. He questioned his own leadership. He says the whole thing has been pretty pathetic. And even more interesting, he says this like a day after Doug Armstrong, the general manager, evidently told the team that Craig Berube's not going anywhere, so you better find a solution in this room. Because goodness knows I wouldn't fire Craig Berube. I think he's just way too good a coach. But 5-2 tonight, mm-hmm. The Blues are now 3-6. The Islanders are 7-4. And I certainly expected a bounce-back year from the Islanders, and it looks like we're getting it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. The Blues have lost 6 in a row, and so have the Penguins. They've lost 6 in a row as well. And those are two organizations that aren't used to long losing streaks like that. So you might hear a little bit of panicking, you know, on the outside of the locker room. I'm not sure what it's like inside there. But it'll be interesting to see how those two organizations react to this, these losing streaks they got going on.
Dan, let's click over to Boston. They keep coming up. They're a big story this year. 5-2 tonight at Madison Square Garden. The Bruins are now 10-1. They're still waiting for Charlie McAvoy to come back. But David Pastrnak, his eighth goal of the year. And, of course, as we always say, it's a contract year. No time like the present for David Pastrnak. But, boy, the Boston Bruins, judging by just an 11-game sample here, they might be the best team in the East. And they just look phenomenal. 5-2 tonight over the Rangers in New York.
Yeah, they sure do. They had a new coach come in this year, too. And they haven't missed a beat. You know, Hampus Lindholm, we talk about him. He's got 13 points in 11 games and a plus 12 rating. Him and Shea Theodore, in fact, lead the league in plus minus. And Mahura's not far behind him. 3X Ducks there right at the top. But
that's
then
a team
Patrice
stat.
Bergeron,
that's a team.
He's got 10 points in 11 games as well. So, again, their big guns are coming up big for him, but they're also getting, you know, some defensemen getting in the action as well.
Yeah, indeed. That, you know, I also believe, listen, no discredit to the players you mentioned, but that is very much to me a team stat. You know what I mean? A lot when you see the guys who are leading, you know, when you look at the leaders in plus minus, if you look at the leaders, it's usually, you know, some of the better clubs and so it's an interesting stat, but I believe it's definitely a team stat. So the Ducks now 3-7-1 here, Dan. What do you think the chances are that, you know, by the time we get to the quarter pole at 20 games, get some home games under our belts, that we'll still be competitive in the Pacific Division? Because, you know, there's some big points you're kissing goodbye earlier in the year, but you do have an opportunity, you know, coming up against San Jose, but then at home against Florida, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit. You got an opportunity here. What do you think the chances are that by the quarter pole, the Ducks can start to fix some of these issues they face?
Yeah, and our schedule will get a little bit easier, it looks like, heading through this month and into next month. Look at the schedule we had so far. You know, that first road trip we had, you know, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, the Devils, who are playing great, Boston was there, and then Detroit. Those five tough games we had in a row, we had to come home and play Tampa, and then run off to Vegas. So there's those seven straight losses we had. Then we beat Toronto and San Jose. Tonight was a game the Ducks should have won, you know. But based on the teams they've lost to so far and that tough five-game road trip they had right off the bat, I don't think they're in too bad a spot. You know, this time last year, the Ducks went on that eight-game winning streak, and everyone was really excited. They were shooting up the rankings for ESPN and so forth. But then reality kind of set in after Thanksgiving. This year, you know, they're kind of a little more, start off a little more colder for sure, but maybe they'll turn it up a notch here in November when their schedule gets a little bit lighter and get, you know, move up the standings there in the West.
Tonight, another game I want to touch on, Dallas Stars 7, the Arizona Coyotes 2. This is at Mullet Arena. I want to get your thoughts on the smaller arena in Arizona and also just point out Dallas Stars, you know, yet again, I got to mention it, Peter DeBoer, he's a winner wherever he goes. Only John Cooper has been to the conference final or the cup final in recent years more than Peter DeBoer has. He wins wherever he goes. The Stars are now 7-3-1, two goals by Jason Robertson tonight and one by our old buddy Yanni Hakanpaa. But give me your take on the Arizona Coyotes. What everybody's heard what I think about the building. My take is that somewhere in the numbers it must be justifiable or they wouldn't do it. I don't think it looks terrible on television because all you really see is the lower bowl anyway. But what is your take on this interesting situation at Mullet Arena at Arizona State?
Well, I understand it's a temporary location until they build something bigger. I think it's neat the way they're going at it. You know, listen, MLB has Fenway Park. You know, it's got that weird short fence in left field. It's a quirky environment. I just kind of look at Mullet Arena as being that. It holds a lot less people than a normal NHL arena, but it's got its own personality. I know people are starting to wear mullets when they go there and watch the game now. So anything to bring about some, you know, talk about the NHL and get people who maybe aren't interested they'll follow the sport to go, hey, that sounds neat. You know, let's try and watch that or go to a game. So I'm all for anything unique and different, you know, to bring attention to the sport. Again, it's just it's a temporary location for a year or two. And, you know, I'm rooting for the Coyotes. They got some good young players over there. There's no reason why they should, you know, not finish in the basement in the Pacific. I think they'll actually finish maybe, you know, sixth or seventh. But, yeah, I'd love to go visit that arena and catch a game for sure this year.
Yeah, and they've got tons and tons of picks there in Arizona. And, you know, it's interesting. I keep losing sight of the fact that last year they went to the Central Division. Remember when we used to play them like 8 times a year years ago? That was like every other week it was the Coyotes game coming in. But we will see what happens in the Pacific Division. Dan, I'm up against it time-wise, so I'm going to bid you farewell. But always love your writing on NHL.com. Everybody should go to @DanArritt on Twitter. It's @RRITT, correct?
You got it.
All right. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for joining me on Duck Calls tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you Sunday.
All right, buddy. There he is, Dan Arritt. All right, let's get out of here. Great addition to Duck Calls. It's too bad. 8-5, Vancouver over the Ducks tonight. But I will talk to you on Saturday night. Hope you have a great Friday. Join me again on Saturday night after we play at San Jose. It'll be a late one, 7:30 start. And hopefully the Ducks will start on time Saturday night. I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Have a good night.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
From the double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus
is
ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mixed Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money, So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Ducks fans, get ready to light the lamp all season long. I'm Alexis Downey, and I can't wait to dive into the best of the Ducks and what's happening in the NHL in this new show. Plus, you'll get to hear from some of the biggest names in hockey. Listen in to Duckstream.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on Ducks Stream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn.